You are listening to Classical Mornings with Mike and Jean here at the new Classical FM, and it's Tuesday, which must mean it is time for the Anti-Noise Pollution League, an initiative that we've started here that highlights restaurants that not only have amazing food, but have an atmosphere that is conducive for brilliant conversation. Well, that depends on who you're talking to.
Yummy conversation.
It could be inane conversation, but conversation nonetheless, where it's not loud, booming music going on in the background, and you can actually talk to your friends. And today we are welcoming in chef and owner Freddie Chartier of Beyond the Gate, which is in beautiful Shelburne, Ontario. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, we've had you in before. You're that amazing crepe guy.
That's it.
Well, there's more good stuff on the menu,
there is,
too, Mike.
And the thing I think is wonderful about this, I mean, you've had a very long career in working for Michelin star restaurants. You've done, you were at the Ritz-Carlton, but you got tired of working for the man.
I got tired of working for the man. Felt like I had to do it for myself. Might as well. If I had to put 16 hours a day, might as well do it for myself. So,
how for you?
I mean, was that scary at first?
It was scary. It still is.
Still is, right?
Yeah. Still is, but a year and 4 months in, I'm still standing, so I must be doing something pretty good. Mm-hmm. I'm still here, going strong. So.
It seems to me like it's very important for you to be using as fresh ingredients and local ingredients, and yet I still see that you have some French wine here.
Absolutely. Well, French wine are known, renowned to be very good.
Of course.
Being a French restaurant, I had to serve French wines. Local product, absolutely. I'm lucky enough to be north of Toronto, where we have all those mm-hmm. amazing farms, all those local produce. I just kind of get in my car, go grab a bucket of tomatoes or peppers, whatever, mm-hmm. lettuce. Everything is pretty much local, locally outsourced. Right now it's winter, it's a little harder, but as soon as the season kicks in, it's booming.
Mm-hmm. And I was looking at the photograph that you have online of the restaurant, and it actually, when I first looked at it, it looked like it was in France. I thought, is this a little town? And, oh my goodness, it's Shelburne.
Yeah, that's the look we tried to go to, eclectic, cozy, romantic. That was designed by my wife, and tried to make it look like a little restaurant hidden gem that you would not find in Shelburne, but that's the look we weren't going for.
Which is what was it, the second largest growing community in Ontario?
Yes, yeah.
Shelburne, yes, second fastest growing community in Ontario. First in Ontario, second in Canada.
And why do you think that is?
Well, they're building houses everywhere right now,
but in Shelburne particularly.
In Shelburne, well, prices are still moderately competitive. Orange really saturated, so people keep moving north, and Shelburne is booming right now.
Well, that's good for your business.
It is good for me. There's a couple of pubs and one restaurant, so it's very good for me. I'm very fortunate to have gotten here at the right time, it's going very well.
Well, for people who have never been, describe your restaurant. I mean, a nice, cozy little French restaurant.
It can be challenging to get to that, especially I'm going through a construction renovation around me right now. But once you find the tunnel and the path to go to the restaurant, it's warm, it's cozy, the food is delicious, it's quiet, the staff is very friendly. I'm friendly too. I go talk to every customer.
Fantastic.
I make sure that everybody is greeted properly. I go make sure everything is, all the food is good. Everybody loves it. And people appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
Great customer service. Learned that from Ritz-Carlton and applies it every day. And that's what makes a difference.
Yes, of course.
How many people can you seat?
Can seat 24.
Nice. That is intimate. That's very
nice. It is intimate. Yeah.
Still, it's a lot of work. Was that the subtext going on back
for
there?
It's a one-man show. So one-man show, one server, when it's full, it can get challenging. But no, it's going very well.
Well, you must love it.
I love it every day. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't change anything.
Oh, that is fantastic. And I mean, I'm looking at the main courses. I mean, I'm skipping over the dessert, which is fantastic. And appetizers. I mean, what makes a great crepe?
A great crepe is as simple as it gets. Eggs, milk, and flour. If you try to make it too complicated, you're ruining it. It turns into a pancake. The crepe part is actually easy. What's the tricky part is the filling you put inside. I do some with seafood, like scallops, shrimp. Mm-hmm. I smoke my own salmon. I do some with bacon, sausage. You got to look at a crepe like a pizza. You can put anything on it.
Right.
And I do that beautifully.
If I may say so myself. And good for you.
But it gives way, it allows you to experiment a lot more as well.
Oh, absolutely. And being my own boss, I don't have any limits. I can do whatever I want. I ask my server, what do you feel like eating today? She tells me whatever kind of protein, and I just experiment. And it turns out great. If it doesn't, I just tweak it. And
right.
That's it.
And
wow.
Freddie, your restaurant is you're members of the Anti-Noise Pollution League. And why is that important to you?
Well, it catches a clientele that I would not normally catch. The first time I was on radio here, I had about 30 group of people that came, 30 table that came, that heard me on the ad, and that heard me on the radio here, and came for lunch or dinner at the restaurant. I had people coming all the way from Bob Cajun.
Wow.
On a Thursday night, a little couple of retired people, they came, they had two crepes, two glass of wine, two dessert, and went back home.
Wow.
That made my day. I was absolutely amazing.
That's nice.
That is amazing.
And what kind of music do you play in the background?
I have playlist. I play some jazz. I play some classical. Right now, it's all about Christmas.
Yes, sure.
A little bit of everything.
Yeah. Now, Mike, are you ready to ask your question?
Well, I've asked him this before,
but
I'll ask it again. I mean, I ask, what is your favorite? I mean, it's tough. It's like choosing your children, but what is your favorite item on the
menu? My favorite item? I just put a new one now. I call it Oriental. It has a chorizo sausage with spinach, tomato, and hazelnut, which is a Moroccan spice. And I make some hummus, so I put that on in a crepe. It's absolutely amazing. That changed from my... That's a new favorite for my last response back in June. and I came up with chorizo. What can I do with chorizo?
And right.
I did a bit of research, and that's my new favorite. It's absolutely amazing.
Oh, well,
that is amazing.
It is amazing.
I mean, I'm going to make the drive just to try that.
For sure.
That is incredible. Do you have anything special for this time of year? Like a Christmas crepe?
No, a Christmas crepe? No, I'm not doing it. I'm actually closing for Christmas, but
right.
I have 4-year-old twins. So I'm yes, busy man. So I'm going to spend some time with them over Christmas. Then I'll be open back on the 27th to the 31st. I have a 5-course menu for New Year's Eve.
Nice.
With two sitting, 6 p.m., 9 p.m.
Nice.
And then I'll be looking forward 2 weeks of a well-deserved vacation.
Fantastic.
I bet.
Fantastic.
And I noticed that in your menu, you have your hours are in the evening, 5 to 8:30. And I thought, I wonder if he's got kids.
I have kids. No, but the kids go to bed around 7, 8,
I don't see the
kids.
Okay.
No. So hours are actually 11 to 2, break in the afternoon, and then 5 to 8, 8:30,
right.
depend how busy it gets.
Okay.
Well, it is a fantastic restaurant. I want to thank you very much for coming
Indeed.
In again, and thank you for being a member of the Anti-Noise Pollution.
Thanks for having me.
Been speaking to owner and chef Freddie Chartier of Beyond the Gate, a wonderful restaurant located at 138 Main Street West in Shelburne, a member of the Anti-Noise Pollution League. If you want to find out more about the league, restaurants that offer incredible dining with an atmosphere that is perfect for conversation, go to our Facebook page or go to the website, classicalfm.ca.